Ever heard that saying, no harm, no foul? Like when something almost happens, but it doesn't, and we just brush it off.
Right, like it's all okay because nothing actually went wrong.
Exactly. But what if those near misses, those almost moments, are actually pretty important? What if they're trying to tell us something?
You're hitting on a really crucial point that we often overlook. We tend to, well, dismiss those near misses, just breathe a sigh of relief and move on.
Like dodging a bullet, we're just happy we're safe. But that's what we're going to dig into today, why those near misses deserve a second look. We're figuring out why they matter.
And a great place to start is by understanding that even if there isn't a near miss, the potential for harm is always there, lurking in the background.
Okay, so to help us unpack all of this, we're checking out this Fit to Trade guide, right? The importance of near miss reporting.
Yeah, it's a really helpful resource. And it's timely too, since they put it out for Safety Week.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in. What exactly is a near miss? According to Fit2Trade, I feel like we use the term kind of casually.
Well, they actually make a point of highlighting that the potential for harm is the key thing here. So even if nothing happened, because nothing happened, that doesn't mean there wasn't a hazard.
So give me an example. Like, if I almost trip on my own 2 feet but catch myself, is that a near miss, even though I'm fine?
It could be, yeah. Especially if, say, you were carrying something hot or walking downstairs, there was a possibility, a potential there for things to go bad.
I see. So it's not just about the outcome, it's about the potential danger that was present.
Exactly. And to illustrate this whole idea, the guide talks about something called the safety triangle, sometimes called Heinrich's triangle. Imagine an iceberg.
Okay, I'm picturing it. The tip of the iceberg, that's the dangerous part.
You got it. That tip, that's representing the serious accidents. The stuff that thankfully doesn't happen often, but has a huge impact when it does. Fatalities, major injuries, that sort of thing.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about all that ice hidden under the water?
That's where things get interesting. That huge chunk beneath the surface, that's where the near misses live. And not just near misses, but all those unsafe acts that often slip under the radar.
So, walk me through this safety triangle. How does it all connect?
Fit2Trade breaks it down into five levels. At the very top, the tip of our iceberg, we have fatalities. Thankfully, those are rare. Just below that, you have severe injuries, still serious stuff.
Right. And then further down, I'm guessing it goes into the less severe stuff, like minor injuries, right?
Exactly. Those
Yeah.
minor injuries, then even further down, are those near misses we've been talking about. And this level is important because it gives us a chance to step in before someone gets hurt, even with a minor injury.
It's like a warning sign, right?
Absolutely. And then finally, we reach the base of our iceberg, the most common but often overlooked level, what Fit2Trade calls unsafe acts. Or when they're addressed early, they become good
Good
catches.
catches. I like that. So, what do those good catches look like in a real-world scenario?
Let's say you're walking down the hall at work and you see someone left a box in a really awkward spot. Someone could easily trip over it. Now you could just walk past.
Or I could be a good catch and move it.
Exactly. It's all about spotting those things that might seem small but could easily turn into a near miss or even worse, an accident.
So it's about being proactive, intervening before something happens.
You got it.
So it all makes sense in a workplace, right? Where there are like actual safety protocols and stuff. But what about those of us who don't exactly work in high-risk environments?
You bring up a really good point. It's easy to think, well, this doesn't apply to me. I'm just at home. But the thing is, these principles behind near-miss reporting, they're actually relevant for everyone.
Even if the biggest danger I face all day is tripping over my cat.
Even then, remember those benefits of near-miss reporting we talked about earlier?
Refresh my memory.
Yeah.
There were a bunch, right?
Six in total, but two in particular stand out here. The first one is prevention. So thinking about those early warning signs and using those to avoid a bigger problem later on.
Okay, I'm game. Give me an example. Let's use my very scientific example of tripping over my cat. What would prevention look like in that scenario?
So you almost trip over your cat on the stairs. Instead of just being like, whoa, close call, you think about why that happened. Maybe you need to be more careful on the stairs, or maybe your cat's always hanging out there because it needs a new scratching post.
So it's about being more observant, more like aware of my surroundings.
Exactly. It's turning those near misses into chances to make your environment safer. And the second benefit, the one that really goes beyond just the workplace, is fostering what the guide calls a culture of safety.
That sounds a bit formal for like just going about my daily life, you know?
I hear you. It's not about having a bunch of rules, it's more of a mindset. Just being aware, looking out for those potential hazards, and then actually saying something when you see them. Imagine you're at the grocery store and there's a spill in an aisle.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Exactly. Now, you could just walk past it, or you could tell an employee. That's creating a culture of safety, even in a simple way.
It's funny, right? Because if I saw a spill at work, I'd definitely report it. But in my personal life, it doesn't even cross my mind.
That's the thing. We often compartmentalize. But if we can shift our perspective, even just a little bit, it can make a difference. And Fit2Trade actually addresses this when they talk about their Insure platform.
Oh, yeah, their tech solution for this.
Exactly. They're using technology to make reporting near misses way simpler.
And they make it sound easy to use, too.
That's the key. They focused on two big things, making the interface super user-friendly and making sure it works on mobile. So whether someone's on a construction site or just at their desk, reporting a near miss is as easy as sending a text.
I can see how that would work in a company where everyone's on the same system. But how does that translate to, like, creating that culture of safety in my own life?
It's about taking that same idea, ease and accessibility, and applying it to our everyday interactions. If we want people to actually embrace that near-miss mindset, we've got to make it easy for them to share what they observe, to speak up.
So instead of just thinking, oh, that was close, when I see something, I should actually say something.
Think about it like this. The sooner you address a problem, even a small one, the less likely it is to become a bigger problem. That spill at the grocery store might seem minor, but it could easily turn into a nasty fall for someone.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I just get caught up in my own little world sometimes, you know.
We all do it. But Fit2Trade takes it a step further with Insure. They get that just reporting a near miss isn't enough. People need to know that someone's actually listening, that something's being done.
Otherwise, why bother? Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So they built in these features like automated follow-ups and transparent feedback, too. Someone reports a near miss, the system automatically notifies the right people, and the person who made the report gets updates.
Oh, wow. That's smart. Like closing the loop.
Exactly. It shows that the reports are taken seriously.
It really sounds like they've thought of everything with this platform.
Yeah, they've really tried to cover all the bases. And one thing I really appreciate is their emphasis on using data. They get that Insure shouldn't just be about collecting reports. It's about using that info to actually make things better.
So it's like, what? They're analyzing all those near misses to find patterns and trends and stuff.
You got it. They're looking for those hot spots, those areas where maybe they need to provide more training or adjust a procedure or even rethink the equipment being used. They're basically doing some safety detective work.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense for a big company trying to improve their safety record.
Mm-hmm.
But what about me just trying to, like, live my life?
Yeah.
Can I apply that data-driven approach to my own, I don't know, personal safety culture?
Absolutely. Think about it like this. Let's say you're always losing your keys. Like, it happens all the time.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm always digging around for those.
Right. So instead of just thinking, ah, oh, there I go again, what if you actually paid attention to when it happens? Like, are you usually rushing out the door? Is your purse overflowing?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's always when I'm running late.
There you go. That near miss, that moment of panic when you can't find your keys. That's a data point.
And then I can, like, adjust my behavior. Like, maybe I need to start keeping my keys in the same spot every single time.
Now you're thinking like a safety pro. It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Uh-huh.
And actually, Fit2Trade talks about some other best practices that apply here. One that really resonated with me was the idea of a no-blame culture.
Oh, that's so important. Like, nobody wants to speak up if they think they're going to get in trouble.
Right. Creating an environment where people feel safe reporting near misses, even if they messed up, is crucial. Fit2Trade uses the example of a workplace accident. Someone gets hurt because they didn't follow the rules.
And then, what, they get punished.
In a blame-oriented culture, yeah. But the guide points out that doesn't really help anyone, especially if the real problem was, say, a lack of training or faulty equipment.
Exactly. It's not always the individual's fault.
And that's where the no-blame approach comes in. Instead of punishing someone for getting hurt, you focus on understanding why they felt comfortable breaking the rules in the first place. Were the procedures unclear? Was there not enough supervision?
It's about fixing the system, not just pointing fingers.
Exactly. And that's where those good catches become even more important. It means that someone speaking up, even if they were involved in the near miss, is a positive thing. It's an opportunity to learn and make sure it doesn't happen again, for real this time.
Wow, we've covered so much. This whole conversation has been really eye-opening. Who knew that paying attention to those little almost moments could be so powerful?
Right. It's amazing how much we miss when we're not really paying attention.
So just to recap for everyone listening, Those near misses, those good catches, they're actually valuable pieces of data. And that safety triangle, that helps us understand why they matter so much.
Exactly. It's all about shifting our perspective. Near misses aren't about blame or punishment. They're about awareness, communication, and always striving to do better.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. Think about your own life at home, at work, even just out and about. Where could you benefit from applying that near-miss mindset? It's something to think about. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for exploring with us.